The New England Patriots have come away from their second game without quarterback Tom Brady with another victory. They beat the Dolphins 31-24 yesterday, but the Pats played the final 2.5 quarters without backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who left the game with a shoulder injury and was replaced by third-string quarterback Jacoby Brissett. Brissett's performance got a good review from special teams captain Matt Slater.
I think Jacoby handled the moment well. I think he's done a great job of preparing himself. You hate to see Jimmy sustain an injury, obviously, but, we had to do what we had to do.
Well, that was a pretty good review, but with perhaps a more objective review now is Mike Reese, ESPN reporter who covers the New England Patriots and will be with us on most Monday mornings after the games. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So before Brissett, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. He was on quite a roll before he got hurt.
Well, Bob, the biggest compliment that I could say regarding his performance was that it looked Tom Brady-like. You know, we were wondering how Jimmy Garoppolo would play because we haven't seen much of him in the regular season in his first two seasons with the Patriots. He was on fire. His statistics, 18 completions on 27 attempts, 234 yards with 3 touchdown passes.
But now he's out, and for a while because of that injury. He got tackled kind of rough, landed on his shoulder, right shoulder, which is his throwing arm, and he's out for how long?
Well, it's a sprained AC joint, and this is about pain tolerance and management, and the likelihood is that he will not play in the team's next game Thursday night against the Houston Texans, and I'm told the Patriots want to take it on a day-to-day basis and see how he manages the pain to see if he might be available for the next game after that against the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so there had been some suggestion that he might be out for as long as 6 weeks, but it's possible, stress only, possible that he's back before that.
Yeah, it is possible. And then, of course, we have the factor of Tom Brady coming back in week 5 against the Cleveland Browns. So even if he was healthy at that point, he probably wouldn't play, Bob. But the information that I have reported on, it should be earlier than 6 weeks.
All right, Jacoby Brissett. He looked composed, but he only barely handled the offense from the fans' point of view, I think.
Sure. It wasn't the same performance or offense that you saw. And really what this was Jacoby Brissett is a rookie, a first-year player, and he can't do the same things in terms of the volume of the offense that the Patriots have that even Jimmy Garoppolo in his third year can do and Tom Brady in his 17th year. So they really simplified it for him in the game.
All right. So how do you think the Pats work it with Brissett going forward, at least for one more week?
Well, that was the theme in the locker room after the game, everyone trying to rally around him and build up his confidence, saying that, you know, he did a good job and, you know, we think he's mature for his age. They're going to have to find different ways to win, Bob. They can't do it the same way they did with Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Brady. We'll see how resourceful they are.
Right. They kept the ball on the ground for the most part. They increased the running game with Brissett yesterday. He didn't throw many passes.
Exactly. They tried to reduce the margin for error in terms of not spreading the field and making it easy for him. Shorter passes. He finished with 6 completions on 9 attempts for 92 yards. He did have one fumble, but the Patriots were fortunate to recover it.
I want to ask about the defense. They played incredibly well in the first half, really holding back the Dolphins. But then in the second half, they allowed the Dolphins to climb back to almost tie the game. What happened to the defense?
Well, some players talked about how they let up a little bit in the second half. Human nature, when you get a big lead, is to sometimes take your foot off the gas pedal. And they said they learned a lesson, that they can't do that. And we know that good defense, Bob, is a combination between the pass rush and tight coverage on the back part of the field. The Patriots didn't sync those two areas up.
I would imagine that there's going to be quite some discussion starting today with the coaches and the players after that second half performance yesterday.
Yeah, they weren't happy with it. And sometimes the coaches like that because it allows them to teach a lesson to the players. But to do it in a victory rather than a loss is always considered a
positive. That's a gentle way of saying that some people are going to get yelled at. the Patriots, going ahead, looking ahead to Thursday, it's a pretty quick turnaround. They play Thursday night football this week in just a couple of days. days they play the Texans. Always a challenge.
It is always a challenge. The Houston Texans are coached by Bill O'Brien, a former Patriots assistant coach, so he knows this New England team very well. And the key part of this, Bob, is the game is Thursday, as you mentioned, so it's a much quicker turnaround. And so they won't really practice this week physically. It'll all be mental preparation. And so that's a lot to ask of a young quarterback. I mean, that's the big story of the week, how they're going to do with a rookie quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. So really, the odds are stacked against the Patriots in this scenario with the quick turnaround.
Well, we'll know pretty quickly because, as we say, they're playing the Texans Thursday night. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and ESPN.com and provides analysis for WBUR. Mike, thanks for coming in. See you again.
Thank you for having me.